Following a successful career in the Army, Civil Service and Environmental Services, David Powell then became a borough councillor for Hawley in 2012 and ended up serving as mayor for Reigate and Banstead. He recently ended his year-long tenure as mayor, and instead of casting off his ceremonial robes and swapping them for a pipe and slippers maybe, he's chosen a far more colourful retirement from office. David already holds the world record for the oldest person to jump out of an aircraft from 30,000 feet, and in July, he'll be repeating his record-breaking skydive. He joins me in the studio to talk about the best year of his life and why another skydive is on the cards. Hello, David. Welcome to Susie.
Good morning.
Oh, it's lovely to have you, especially after the traffic issues this morning. It's wonderful that you're here with us.
Yeah, a real pleasure.
Now, one of your former colleagues, he said about you, accepting and overcoming challenges is a constant in David's life. Before we talk about your Jump for Life challenge, let's do a little bit of a retrospective here. In your leaving speech, you actually said you had a strategy when you were mayor to go to every event you could, make it about the quality of time you gave to people. And you also said you give out love and you receive it back tenfold. Tell us about this amazing year that you spent as mayor.
Well, it was beyond my expectations, and I've got a wonderful mayoress who's with me now, Caroline, and she was absolutely fantastic. We did more than 250 events, many of them 7 days a week, and we were on the go constantly, but it was all about people, and we love people. One of the things that has had a big impact on me during this year was visiting a large number of events where people with mental disabilities have been at these events, and seeing how they cope and the amazing people that help them go through their lives with finding, giving them pleasure and good experiences. And it had a big impact on me. We've had a lot of joyful experiences. And it was my plan that when we went to an event, didn't matter how many people were there, we were going to speak to every single person at the event. It could be 200 people or 300 people, but Caroline and I, we would speak to everyone, not just to say hello, how are you, goodbye. And by and large, we managed to do that. It might have took a couple of hours longer than we were anticipating being at the event, But we wanted to give our maximum.
And that was really the spirit of your mayoral theme, wasn't it? Because it was love your community.
Yes.
And you really embraced that. And you attended, as you say, lots of different events. And it's normal for mayors to choose two charities and to organise fundraising events during the mayoral year. And you chose the Children's Trust and Surrey Care Trust, didn't you?
Yes.
Because they do quite amazing work. And you actually raised £28,000
for
charity, didn't you?
Yes.
And it wasn't spread just over those. It also included other things like the Royal British Legion and the YMCA. But just talk us through some of the events that were really important for you. Because what I was really struck by, I listened to your leaving speech, and what was really interesting, you spoke about the different events and how they had affected you. So, for example, with the Children's Trust, you described that as the most uplifting. With Surrey Care Trust, you also said, you know, people spoke about their clients and you felt quite uplifted by the work they did. And you were very touched by so many different things. One thing I wanted to ask you about that I read about was this wonderful caption that I saw that you slept with your mayoress, didn't you?
Oh, that shocked me.
Would you like to qualify what that meant?
Yeah. I'll start off by saying that Caroline is not my wife, but my wife's very good friend. And when I went home one day and said to my wife, they've asked me to be mayor, my wife is very immobile. And she says, well, you know I can't do that. I said, well, never mind, I won't accept the position. She said, what about asking Caroline? Well, I know Caroline very well because we're in the same British Legion branch. And so I asked Caroline, and to my amazement, she jumped at it. I did con her a bit. She said, does it involve much? I said, no, probably a couple of things a week.
It was actually for sleep easy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Coming back to that, yes.
And so, I think you basically slept in the YMCA car park, is that right?
Yes, in February.
Gosh. And was it at that event or related to that event that you actually donned an Elvis costume?
No.
That was something else.
My last mayoral event, fundraising event, was a 60s night, and so we had to get dressed up in, we wanted everybody to get into the 60s theme, and Caroline said to me, what are you going to wear? I said, I haven't got a clue. She said, why don't you go as Elvis? I said, well, where am I going to get all the stuff from? So as she did all through our mayoral year, I left it to Caroline and she delivered the goods.
She helped you out.
Yeah.
She did. And let's fast forward really to the most life-changing. Again, you spoke about this in your leaving speech. You said it was the most life-changing. Tell us about that, because you opened Red Hill Youth Centre, didn't you?
Yes.
That was what that was about.
Yeah. Last November, we got invited to the opening ceremony at Red Hill Youth Club, there were all the great and the good, the Lord Lieutenant and the Police and Crime Commissioner and the Chairman of Surrey County Council, etc. And the facilities were really good. I was surprised at how good the facilities were. And Caroline and I broke away from the VIP group and went and sat with some youngsters at the other end of the youth club. And we were chatting to several youngsters, and they were telling us about their lives and how important it was to have this safe haven. And it was very clear they came from very dysfunctional families, and they didn't want to go home. In fact, they wanted somewhere to go after school or college, and so this was a safe haven. And then they told me that the youth club was only open two nights a week. In other words, it was closed five nights a week. And I said, so what do you do when you come out of school? Well, we hang about outside McDonald's, or we hang about around the town centre. But they said, we don't like that because there's all sorts of dangers with drugs and things like that. And I came away brokenhearted. To be honest with you, I felt like crying. And I came away and I said to Caroline, I've got to try and do something about it.
Basically, the cost to open one night a week per year is £6,000, isn't it?
That's correct.
And, you know, £6,000, it's not to be sniffed at, but having said that, it's not beyond the realms of possibility to try and raise that money to open the centre for longer. And that's kind of where, well, you want to raise funds, this is where your skydiving hobby seems to come in,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I broke the world record in 2014, to commemorate the 70th anniversary of my father being killed in action in World War II. And also, I'm an avid member of the Royal British Legion. It was the centenary year of the start of World War I. And I said to my family and friends, I want to do something special this year in 2014. And I was looking around and I read about this guy, Roy Woodward from Essex, who became the oldest person to skydive from 30,000 feet in America with oxygen, falling at 300 miles an hour. And I thought, well, I was 78 years of age, and I thought, well, if he can do that, I can do that. So my family live in America, so I got my son to look at it. There's only one person in the world that has a license to lay on this HALO jump. It's what special forces do. HALO stands for high altitude, low opening. And because you fall for so long and so fast, it helps special forces to get behind enemy lines. So that's what it's all about.
And it entails free falling at 300 miles an hour for over 2 minutes, doesn't
it? Yes, it feels like 2 hours. And when I first done it, the vibration was violent, violent. And when I landed, my body was completely disunited with my brain, and I had a job to stand. And I thought, and the first words came out of my mouth was, thank God I haven't got to do that again.
And yet you are. And as you say, you're going to be jumping out of an aircraft from 30,000 feet. And you've launched this project to raise funds with local businesses as well, because you want Red Hill Youth Club to be open each weekday evening. That's the hope,
as many
isn't it?
As
that's
I can
dream.
Get. Yes, many as I can get.
And as you say, this amazing feat, it's not happening in this country. It's happening in Memphis, Tennessee, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's the only place in the world that's licensed to offer.
Correct.
This to civvies, basically.
Yes, correct.
So you're not just going around the corner, you really are putting the effort in. Now, your colleague, Councillor Knight, has said it takes courage to jump out of an aircraft 6 miles above the earth, breathing oxygen, dropping at 300 miles an hour, watching the ground coming towards you at a terrifying rate. Is it terrifying, or is it exhilarating, or is it all of those things?
It wasn't terrifying for me because I got my brain in the right frame of mind, so I wasn't terrified. The vibration was pretty grim, but apart from that, I wasn't terrified at all. But some people are terrified. I did it again last August with a colleague from my branch, who was in his 70s, and he's as mad as I am. But when he landed, he said he looked dreadful. He said he could never do it again. It was terrifying for him, but it's not terrifying for everybody. I quite enjoyed it, really.
Well, I have to say, I think you've got pretty tenacious spirit to be doing that. And what's come to me, really, from talking to you just in this brief moment, is it's not just about accepting a challenge. What you're doing is actually embracing it, which is something quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And the last word's got to go to Councillor Knight. He said, David has done this borough proud. It's been an extraordinary year because David Powell is an extraordinary man. And it's been an unforgettable 12 months, hasn't it, for
yes.
people who've met you and for you yourself. And I don't know, something just tells me that the next 12 months are going to be just as exciting for you. I just got this feeling in my bones. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us about this. Good luck with raising money.
Thank you.
And we hope to talk to you after you've done it.
Yes, we'll come back again and tell you all about it.
Fantastic. That was outgoing Mayor David Powell. And if you want to donate to Life, you can go to mydonate.bt.com/fundraisers/David Powell Life, or you can contact Emma Sears on 07711 359672. And this next track is for David Powell. All the very best. It's Van Halen and Jump.